If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into some basketball?
Always ready to talk hoops, especially this early in the season when there's so much to unpack.
And we're kicking things off with a game that had a lot of people talking. The Lakers stealing one in Milwaukee. You want to know what we can learn from this early Bucks-Lakers matchup? We're going beyond the box score on this one.
It's more than just a preseason game on paper, right? You got LeBron and AD going up against, well,
Giannis.
Giannis, exactly. It was his preseason debut for the Bucks, plus their new point guard, Damian Lillard. Lots to unpack there.
No shortage of star power in that matchup. And then you add in the whole coaching situation. With Darvin Ham facing his former team, talk about juicy context.
Definitely adds another layer to it. But that's what we're here for, right? To dissect those storylines and see what we can learn.
You got it. And we're doing it all from just one article. LA Lakers versus Milwaukee Bucks, player stats and box score for October 10, 2024-25 NBA preseason. One article, you say. See, that's what I love about these deep dives. You don't need a mountain of information to get some real insights. This article, it's a gold mine if you know where to look. For example, the Lakers got the win, but it wasn't exactly a blowout. The Bucks actually had a pretty commanding lead for a good chunk of the game.
Yeah, looking at the box score here, it says the Bucks were up by 15 at one point. That's not even close. So what changed?
The fourth quarter, my friend. That's where things get really interesting. The Lakers came alive in that final quarter, outscoring the Bucks 33-20.
Wow, they really turned it on.
They did. And this is where preseason gets strategic. The coaches aren't just playing for the win at this point. They're looking at lineups, rotations, seeing who can handle the pressure when the game is on the line.
So a comeback win like this, even in preseason, it's got to be a good sign for the Lakers, right?
Absolutely. It shows resilience. These games are like giant real-time experiments for these coaches. And this particular experiment, the Lakers staying composed and executing under pressure, that's valuable film study for Coach Ham and the team. And, you know, it's not just about the big names either. You look at the box score and you see some players you might not expect who really stepped up. Like for the Lakers, Dalton Knecht, Quincy Olivari, those guys were huge off the bench.
I'll be honest, I had to look those guys up. So what was it about their performance that stood out to you?
Well, first off, they played with confidence, which is huge in preseason. You could tell they weren't afraid of the moment. And they produced, plain and simple. Combined, they put up 24 points.
Wow, 24 points off the bench, that's not insignificant.
Not at all, especially in a close game like that. And Quincy Olivari, he was particularly efficient, hitting three-pointers. It's not just about scoring, though. It's about making the most of your minutes, especially when you're trying to earn a spot on this Lakers roster. And those two, they definitely made their case.
So you're saying keep an eye on these guys. They might just play their way into bigger roles as the season goes on.
Absolutely. Preseason is a proving ground, especially for players like Knecht and Olivari. And with the Lakers dealing with a few injuries right now.
Yeah, it did say in the article that Austin Reaves, Jared Vanderbilt, Christian Wood, and Christian Koloko were all out for this game.
Exactly. So these young players got a real chance to shine. And they took advantage of it. Now, on the Bucks side, you got Giannis, obviously. But anyone else's performance, catch your eye from the box score.
Well, it's hard to ignore Bobby Portis's line. 23 points.
He had himself a night, didn't he? Outscore Giannis, even. Now, whether he can keep up that kind of production once the season gets rolling, with a newly acquired superstar like Lillard demanding the ball, that's a whole other question. But it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
It's funny you bring up Lillard because, while his stat line, 8 points, four assists, doesn't exactly scream, look at me, it feels like the bigger story is how his partnership with Giannis is going to unfold over the course of the season.
Exactly. We're talking about two guys who are used to being the focal point of their respective offenses. This was just a small taste, a little preview of what's to come. This early in the season, it's not about individual stats for a player like Lillard. It's about chemistry, figuring out how to share the court, learning each other's games.
Right, because we know what both of these guys can do individually, but seeing them come together as a duo, that's what will make or break the Bucks season.
Right? No doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fascinating to watch how it all plays out.
Speaking of fascinating, this game wasn't just about the players on the court, was it? We had Darvin Ham coaching against the team that... Well, let's just say it. Let him go just a few months ago.
Yeah, you could cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah.
Talk about a subplot.
Seriously. And it wasn't just Ham either. The Bucks also have Taurean Prince and Brook Lopez, both former Lakers. Okay. This wasn't just a game. It was a reunion tour.
It really was. You got to wonder what was going through those guys' minds. Being back on the court where they used to play, facing their old teammates.
It's like a whole other layer of strategy and emotion, right? So... how do you think these past relationships, especially in Coach Ham's case, might have played into the game itself? Do you think it gave either team an edge?
I think you'd have to imagine that Coach Ham's knowledge of the Lakers' personnel, their tendencies, even their locker room dynamics, played at least some role in how the Bucks approached the game. Whether it was enough to secure the win is another matter. But those layers of strategy, and let's be honest, behind-the-scenes intrigue, that's what makes basketball so fascinating. You know,
it's like a game within the game. And while we're talking about insider knowledge, you mentioned the Bucks also have a couple of former Lakers on their roster. Do you think that familiarity with the Lakers plays, their players, gave them an edge as well?
It certainly could have. Imagine being in the huddle and you could turn to your new teammates and say, okay, when LeBron drives to the basket like this, there's a good chance he'll kick it out to the corner for a three, just from having played with him before.
Yeah.
That kind of insider knowledge can be invaluable, even at the highest level of the game. Of course, the Lakers, they know those plays too, so it becomes a chess match. Trying to anticipate and counteract what the other team is going to do based on that familiarity.
Sounds like you can learn a lot about these teams just from observing those kinds of subtle interactions.
Absolutely. And that's what makes these deep dives so insightful, in my opinion. We're not just looking at the final score, we're peeling back the layers, trying to understand the deeper narratives at play.
And sometimes those narratives are even more compelling than the game itself. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the Lakers bench stepping up, Giannis's return, even a little coaching drama. And to think, we got all that from just one box score. What's your biggest takeaway from this deep dive? What should we be watching for as the season unfolds?
You know, what really stood out to me was the Lakers' depth. I mean, yeah, they were missing some key players, but the way Necht, Olivari, even Max Christie stepped up, that's huge for the Lakers going forward.
It's almost like they have an embarrassment of riches, you know, almost too much talent.
Right. But hey, that's a good problem to have if you're a Lakers fan. For the Bucks, though, the big question mark, at least for me, is how Lillard and Giannis are going to gel. We talked about it earlier, but 8 points and four assists for Lillard in a preseason game, that doesn't tell the whole story. How he integrates with Giannis, how they share the ball, that's going to determine their ceiling this year. This game, it was just the first chapter in that story.
And speaking of stories, you know what I found interesting? The article mentions that the game was in Milwaukee, but there's not a single detail about the crowd.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Were the Bucks fans excited about Lillard? Were they nervous about the loss? We don't know. It's amazing how much information this one article gives us, but also how much it leaves unsaid.
That's the beauty of basketball, isn't it? It's more than just what happens on the court. It's the fans, the history, the narratives we build around these players and teams. This deep dive, it gave us a glimpse into one small part of that world.
And maybe next time we'll get to hear the roar of the crowd too. Thanks for the insights.
My pleasure. Until next time.